We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay, and who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Sergeant!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy. Welcome to episode 80 of the Script Cake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. And this week, I want to talk about how I consult sometimes with screenwriters and what the very first question I ask them is. Why are you writing this screenplay? And I get all kinds of answers. Sometimes they are like, because I want to write something that's going to get me an agent. And I don't know if that really qualifies as a reason to write a screenplay. I think that a byproduct of writing a great screenplay could be getting an agent. But how do you know what an agent is looking for and which agent is going to want what? And are you writing specifically for a particular agent? Like, what's the process there? And then I'll hear, I want to sell the screenplay for $1 million. And once again, $1 million and a sale of a screenplay is a byproduct of writing a great screenplay. And it's, you know, well, this kind of genre is hot right now. Well, by the time you write your script and get it out, it's not going to be hot anymore. And the biggest issue that I see with a lot of screenwriters is that they don't know why they're writing their script. They have no idea. I did a consult last year with someone, great writer, really, really good writer. And there were a couple things that were missing in the screenplay. There wasn't a clear antagonist. There were a bunch of antagonists, but not a clear one. And I didn't understand why the script was being written. And I asked the same question. I'm like, well, why are you writing the screenplay? And I got that patented answer. Well, I think, you know, this can help me win some competitions and place well. And I think that I want an agent. And I'm like, well, that's all wonderful. And I hope all of that happens for you at some point. But, you know, let me ask the question again. Why are you, specifically you, why are you writing this screenplay? What is it about you that is in the screenplay? What part of you are you putting into it? You know, when an athlete does something amazing, we go, wow, they put their heart and soul into that effort. Well, what part of your heart and what part of your soul are you putting into the script? And they didn't have an answer for me. And I think that's a clear indicator that either you shouldn't be writing that screenplay, or B, you should step back before you start typing another page, another sentence, another word, and figure out why it is you're writing this. How is it going to impact anybody if even the writer doesn't know why they're writing it? How is it going to affect your audience? How's it going to make them want to cheer for somebody? How is it going to impact them on a deeper emotional level? How's it going to make them sit on the edge of their seats with anticipation, freaking out, wondering if the ending they want or the result they want is going to happen? How is it going to grab their heart and squeeze them in a way that will blow their minds? That'll be so cathartic. That'll give this amazing release of, oh my God, how are they going to have that experience when you don't even know why you're writing it? That's insane to me that you would know why you're writing a screenplay. I was talking to that writer and, you know, we just started digging deeper. Well, you know, I want to be successful. Well, I think that's fair. Everybody wants to be successful. Well, why do you want to be successful? Well, you know, I think it's important that I have success in this field. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. I think it is important that we try to have success in the fields that we're pursuing. But why is that so important? And this went on for a while, and I'm not going to get in the details of all of it, but eventually it resulted into, because I need my father to know that I can be successful. And that's when it touched me for the first time. That's the first time I felt something. That's the first time there was truth and honesty and purity. And that's the first time it impacted me in such a way that I was like, oh yeah, I know exactly what that feels like. I mean, I have a great dad. I love my dad so much. And many of the most wonderful things that happened into my life are a direct result of being his son. But you still want them to be impressed. You still want them to feel good. You know, as a parent myself, a lot of my victories and defeats are at the successes and failures of my children. I don't know if it should be that way, but you kind of live and die by that stuff. And I think the same would be true for my parents, my father right now. And I would love for him to be proud of me. And thankfully, he tells me that on a fairly regular basis. So I'm very, very blessed. And I hope I do that for my children. But that was the first emotionally evocative thing that this mentee of mine said to me. And then I said to him, well, so who do you think the antagonist is in your screenplay? Because there wasn't a clear one. And he just looks at me and he goes, the father? And it's as if the entire story clarified. It was crystal clear who represented what and how things had to be, simply based on understanding why they were writing the screenplay. It's amazing how much clarity you get when you know why you're doing something. It's amazing how it just lays itself out. And I didn't even answer the question for him who their antagonist was. That's the opinion he wanted from me. Who do you think my antagonist should be? And he figured it out himself because he was unclear on why he was writing it. He couldn't see who the antagonist should be. And as soon as he had some clarity with that, he was able to move forward and make all these decisions. That wasn't the only one. In a relatively quick session, we knocked out a bunch of stuff just to clarify. And it was all a direct result of one question being asked. Why are you writing this screenplay? And the answer cannot be for any external glory. The answer cannot be for an Academy Award or for, X amount of money or success here or placing there. That would all be great if it happened. That would be amazing. If, you know, you win an Academy Award, God bless you. But that is not why we do what we do. That is a result that occurs after we do what we do and because of why we do what we do. But if you don't know what that because is, if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, how are you going to get anywhere? How are you going to answer any questions? How are you going to have any specific details about how things should lay out? So, if you're struggling with your screenplay and you don't know where it's going, you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, that answers the question right there. It's because you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. Don't look outside for answers. Your mentors don't have those answers. Only you have those answers. Why are you writing the screenplay you're currently working on? What part of your heart and soul is in it? What is it that's pushing you to do this Herculean task? The answer is inside of you. And when you can clearly quantify that, and when you can clearly understand why it is you're doing what you're doing, a lot of the details of your screenplay will clarify themselves to you. It's as if a fog will lift and you will have clarity. And then you can lay out that structural element. You can lay out the characters better. You can know who the antagonists and protagonists are with certainty. And then you lay a blanket of an exciting concept on top of that. And you, my friend, are on your way. So the next time you're stuck working on your screenplay, just take a few seconds to actually figure out why you're writing the screenplay. and you will find a lot of clarity. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Scriptgate podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. If you have a screenwriting question, please feel free to forward it to info@scriptcake.com, and we may feature your question on a future podcast. If you'd like to know more about me, please check out my website, lavender.com, lavinder.com, to see where I'll be speaking, presenting, and get more information on my book, Scriptcake Secrets, the top 10 mistakes novice screenwriters make and how to fix them. Until next time.